Reporting from Toronto, Ontario, this is Mia Johnson, your community journalist at Met Radio CJTM 1280 AM.
For this little protocol that they have.
They're literally driving over the stuff.
Mm-hmm. And they're driving over people's belongings. They're literally crushing people's things with the freaking whatever that's called.
A homeless encampment has been cleared in Toronto's West End. All tents have been removed from the Dufferin Grove Park area. We're recording this at 1 p.m. on Friday. This is in addition to personal belongings residents left behind after they were asked to leave the premises Friday morning. Evictions were reported to have begun as early as 7 a.m. where about seven remaining encampment residents were living. A city-owned fence now encloses that area. A sign's been put up by the City of Toronto saying, quote, park remediation is underway, unquote. Officials gave encampment residents 15 minutes to pack their belongings and leave. The audio you heard at the beginning of this broadcast was posted on Instagram by Parktales Encampment Support Network. They had been present in the park in an effort to deter the city's eviction efforts. Tensions had been high between encampment residents and municipal staff over the past couple of weeks as the city stepped up the pressure to clear the park. City spokesperson Elise Von Scheel wrote us in an email earlier this week. On Tuesday, she told us the city's priority continues to be connecting individuals who remain in the encampment to indoor spaces and wraparound supports. But the remaining encampment residents were unhappy with the options that were available. One resident, CC Bella Cohen, told us last week that she felt safer in the park than she did in the shelter system. Here's some of that conversation.
The majority of us that are left have actually had our experiences in both the shelter programs and the actual hotel program so far. And most of us have been severely traumatized by the experiences of going in there. And we have explained that ad nauseum to them. And it doesn't matter because of the fact that this has sat as a eyesore to the city for so long itself. They feel that they should criminalize us for not being willing to move into substandard conditions to more endanger our health.
Is all this stuff going into storage after you've crushed it, John Francisco?
Why is the city making protocols and then going to the college? And then going to lie to the press about all the things you're doing to residents?
In that same video, supporters and advocates shared, community safety officers are seen collecting storage boxes, clothing, among other personal items that are being placed in piles on the ground. This is happening inside the already enclosed area. We can see then a mini excavator that's lifting up the belongings and placing them inside of a city vehicle. It is still unclear whether those who were previously living in the encampment, where those people are at now. We're currently waiting on the city to respond. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.